Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Y'all sitting up straight? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, welcome.
Thank you. I am the best I've been since December 7th.
Wow. That is wonderful. So what do you attribute this to, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, a variety of things. Willpower, of course, at the top of the list. But my daughter insisted I, well, apply for an attorney, a power of attorney. And she wanted all kinds of power over me and control. And I don't want it, and I won't accept it. And I turned it down, and she won't talk to me now. And that's okay. I'd rather do that than do something stupid.
So, okay. All right, so you are in control of Dr. Norm Shealy completely. Is that what you're saying?
Well, interestingly, she borrowed my computer, and when I told her I wanted him back, she drove off, and I haven't heard from her since. So it may take a little legal finagling.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Dr. Shealy, that you have to go through this. Okay, and my understanding was Lou Cassidy has been able to spend some time with you.
Yes, and, he's wonderful, of course. He has been a great help.
You know, Dr. Shealy, I mentioned to Lou Cassidy that he is a wonderful, wonderful friend, absolutely wonderful, and he's the kind of guy that I want in my corner, just as I want you in my corner, you know, should I ever need to have someone in my corner. And he's just the most wonderful person, and I'm so glad that you two have been able to spend some time together. And he told me that you two were working on some really neat things. He has some engineering plans, and he was going over them with you, and you know, updates and things that you guys are working on. By the way, we have Kathy on the line, and she wanted to call in today. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince and Dr. Shealy. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
That's great, Dr. Shealy.
Dr. Shealy,
I'm glad to hear that.
Dr. Shealy said that he's the best he's been since December 7th. So that would be 3 days after you received your dose of COVID. Is that correct?
Well, the symptoms began on December 8th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you are, would you say that you're, your tenacity, your drive, your willpower, and the supplementation that you're taking is helping you?
All normal.
Wonderful, wonderful. Kathy, well, Dr. Shealy, did you want to go into anything before Kathy asked some of her questions?
No.
I mean, did you want to talk about some?
Open the questions.
Kathy, you're up.
Okay, Dr. Shealy, I just heard of someone that I know that has been diagnosed with something called chronic leukemia. Okay. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, yes. I mean, you need all kinds of blast tests to find out what's going on. How long has it been going on? How severe is it? What's the hemoglobin? What's the differential, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Well, they found it during a random blood test. He had a outpatient surgery done, and what they were saying was that it probably won't kill him, but he will have to suffer as far as fatigue as it progresses and his white blood count goes up. So I'm guessing that's probably what he has to deal with.
Well, a white blood count indicates a problem with the immune system. And dozens of possible problems. And it often starts with an infection, but it can be efficiency of all kinds of things as well. I mean, simple deficiency of iron or, any one of the counts.
Okay.
Dr. Shealy, if you had a patient diagnosed with chronic leukemia, is there a protocol that you would put that person on?
Yes. At the top of my list was intravenous vitamin C, depending upon the degree and whatever, but vitamin C is second only to vitamin D3 in an enhancing immune system. And the best way to take it is IV.
Okay. And do you have a recommendation of the delivery rate and the quantity of vitamin C in the intravenous infusion?
Well, it depends upon the degree, a weight, a person, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I like a minimum of 3 times a week, 40 grams of vitamin C, with a compensatory vitamin B complex, et cetera.
Okay, did you say 40 grams? I couldn't hear exactly the number of grams of vitamin C in this IV.
Yes, 40 grams minimum. A larger person, up to 90 grams.
Okay, so someone my weight at, let's say, 134 pounds, what would that be?
Well, 40 grams. Okay. Vitamin C, again with vitamin B complex, et cetera.
Okay, and the purpose of the vitamin B complex with the vitamin C is for?
Well, it's the foundation for the immune system.
Okay. Dr. Shealy, I've had a number of these, and they've been around. I was a little heavier at the time, maybe 144 pounds, and I was at about 50 grams of vitamin C, and that was about the right number for me based on what I could feel. More than that was too much, and so I'm thinking that 40, 50 is absolutely right on the money for my weight. Now, what if a person were, let's say, much, much larger? Let's go to twice my weight, you know, in the 250, 260.
Oh, wow. Well, then I would want to give a minimum of 90 grams.
Okay, so it's based on weight, just like with our animals.
Right.
Meds based on weight and supplements based on weight. Kathy, back to you.
Well, it varies all over the place.
Okay,
if they won't do the IV vitamin C or they can't do it, other than the vitamin D and oral vitamin C and B complex, is there anything else that you would recommend?
Well, not necessarily. You do have to compensate with B complex, glutathione, you know, things like that to balance it.
Okay.
And vitamin D3 is essential. Basic foundation of vitamin D3. If you weigh at least 140 grams, then you need 50,000 units once a week of D3.
Let me repeat that. So if you weigh 140 pounds, you need 50,000 units of vitamin D3 per week. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Kathy, back to you.
Dr. Shealy, can I ask you about blood pressure? I know that the AMA recently lowered it. I think it's like 130 over 80, and they consider that high now, if you go over that. Why would they lower it? And from what I've read, I don't know if it's right, but from what I've read, that it when you get a little older, it does tend to go a little higher, and sometimes they're over-treating it. Am I right?
Well, it has been, as long as I can remember, hypertension or borderline is 150 over 90. So
okay.
Anything below that is considered normal, but everything affects everything. So if you start fiddling with one, you have to fiddle with potential others.
So, Dr. Shealy, where would you like, let's say the average age of our instructors and students is somewhere around my age, right around, let's say, the 60-year-old to 70-year-old range. What would be a normal blood pressure? What blood pressure would you like to see with no modifications to the blood pressure, meaning no hypertensive-type meds?
Well, I consider up to 150 hypertension. Now, ideally, anything significantly below that, like 140 over 35 or 90, is good.
Okay. So I think what I heard was 135 over 90. And I looked at mine yesterday, and I've been really pretty active. I don't take any blood pressure meds, and it was 135 over 75.
Excellent.
Okay. Kathy, back to you.
So, Dr. Shealy, then, why would they have come out and raised that, other than wanting to put people on more medicine?
I don't know.
Kathy,
medicine makes the difference to me most of the time.
Kathy, please stay with us. Dr. Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, the website, NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with my very, very dear friend, Dr. Norm Shealy, Senior Instructor at USA Prepares. And, you know, Dr. Shealy was befriended me before I befriended him. He was sitting in the studio at a large radio station in Springfield, Missouri. His broadcast, I was a brand new broadcaster. His broadcast was on the just before mine, so he was getting out of the broadcast chair while I was getting in, and he extended friendship to me before I even realized who he was. And he took me under his wing. He decided that my knees needed to knock a little bit less when I was in the broadcast studio, and he introduced me to Bliss. He gave me a bottle of Bliss, and absolutely it worked. And so every day I get behind the microphone, and my knees don't knock. I don't have to put foam rubber between them, so you don't have to hear the bang of my knees. Dr. Shealy, would you say that's correct, that you took me under your wing first and alleviated my anxiety and nervousness and anxiousness in broadcasting? Would you say that's true?
Well, interestingly, Fire Bliss raises DHEA, the anti-stress hormone, and that's the single thing for dealing with overall stress.
Yeah, and so I don't exhibit much stress unless people come to do my family harm. Then I exhibit the correct amount. Kathy, we have the way the call screen is set up today, you are permanently locked in. So I see that we have Sharon also calling in, your dear friend and also co-broadcaster. You've broadcasted together. So I'm going to put Sharon on because she has some questions as well, and then we'll get back to you, Kathy. Is that okay?
Okay. Sure.
Okay, here we go. Welcome, Sharon. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, y'all there?
You know, I clicked the button, and it says Sharon is on the air, but I don't, you know, it looks like, Jason, am I doing this right? That particular bar? Okay, Jason's going to do something to, okay. Ah. Hey, Sharon.
Hey there.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
good
I got
morning.
A little croaky throat. I guess my throat's a little croaky. Sorry about that. Hey, I have a quick question. Hopefully quick. I don't know. I recently lost hearing in my left ear, and they don't really have a cause. But I also have tinnitus. And having mentioned that to a fair amount of people, that seems to be a very common problem. And does Dr. Sheely, do you happen to have any help with that solution?
The use of air and fire bliss once a day will often reverse tinnitus. It can take up to 3 months, but it's extremely safe to do.
Huh.
I developed it in 1988, and I discovered the cure, stimulating air and fire, and it took 3 months for it to control or be controlled or go away. And I've treated dozens of people with it now, and it's safe.
Huh, air and fire. That would be worth trying because this is quite annoying, to say the least. And I found a lot of people actually deal with it when you kind of mention it. It's like, yeah, I have that too. And I thought, really? Because, you know, it's distracting, to say the least.
Yeah, so. It takes up to 3 months for it to go away. I developed it in 1988 after taking a large amount in visiting India of pink bismuth, and it's a frequent aggravator of it. And by stimulating fire and air daily for 3 months, I woke up without it.
Wow. Okay.
Sharon, would you like to stay with us through the bottom of the hour break and flesh out some more of the tinnitus questions? Maybe share with us what you thought the trigger might have been with you getting this and the symptoms. So those who have never heard this term before, they can understand exactly what this difficulty is. Sharon's with us. Kathy's with us. And Dr. Norm Shue.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional negotiators are in danger of missing the February 18th deadline for passing the annual appropriations for fiscal 2022. A shutdown is unlikely, but members of the Senate Appropriations Committee from both parties warn that if negotiations fail, it will increase the likelihood that President Biden will have to settle for a year-long stopgap funding measure to keep the government open. North Las Vegas police are investigating a six-car crash with 9 people dead in North Las Vegas over the weekend. The driver of a Dodge Challenger was speeding and ran a red light, causing the collision involving 15 people. North Las Vegas Councilwoman Pamela Goines-Brown calls the crash senseless.
On behalf of the mayor and this council, our thoughts and our prayers are with the families who are experiencing a tremendous and unnecessary loss due to a careless senseless act.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Justice Stephen Breyer announced last week he will be retiring from the Supreme Court this summer. Justice Breyer at his press conference reflects on the wisdom of our forefathers.
We are now engaged in a great civil war to determine whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. See, those are the words I want to see, an experiment. And that's what he thought. It's an experiment. And I found some letters that George Washington wrote where he said the same thing. It's an experiment. That experiment existed then because even the liberals in Europe, you know, they're looking over here and they're saying it's a great idea in principle, but it'll never work. But we'll show them it does. That's what Washington thought. And that's what Lincoln thought. And that's what people still think today. And I say, well, I want you, and I'm talking to the students now. I say, I want you to pick just this up. It's an experiment that's still going on. And I'll tell you something. You know who will see whether that experiment works? It's you, my friend. It's you, Mr. High School student. It's you, Mr. College student. It's you, Mr. Law School students. It's us, but it's you. It's that next generation and the one after that. My grandchildren and their children. They'll determine whether the experiment still works. And, of course, I am an optimist, and I'm pretty sure it will. Does it surprise you that that's the thought that comes into my mind today? But thank you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Becky Norm Sheely's with us, medical doctor. And Kathy's with us, and Sharon's with us. And Sharon had some questions about tinnitus. Sharon, can you tell us what the symptoms are? Why it is a bothersome condition, and what maybe might have caused it?
You know, I have no idea what caused it, and you can't find a whole lot online that they seem to know. I just lost the hearing in my left ear, and I thought it was due to fluid, but come to find out it's permanent and evidently nerve damage, and they don't really seem to know why I had an MRI. They don't show up. But along with this came this ringing stuff, and I'm fortunate because some people have it super high-pitched. Mine's just like, but it makes it difficult to get used to hearing out of one ear and then have noise in your other ear but can't hear. And I don't really know what caused. I did watch one kind of YouTube thing that appeared to say it had to do with inflammation in the brain, which is why I was wondering if Dr. Sheely thought that was part of it, or is that what the air fire bliss would reduce the inflammation, or I don't know. It's just it's definitely annoying. I'm getting more used to dealing with it, but it's, you know, it's distracting. It makes it hard to hear, especially in groups of people. It makes it difficult to hear over that.
Yes, it's some kind of inflammation of the hearing mechanism itself, and it's associated frequently with a ringing or tingling noise as well. Sometimes just a decrease in hearing in general, but often a decrease in significant sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no hearing in that ear except for the ringing from the tinnitus. I've had tests done and stuff, and it's just, but, you know, I can learn to live with one ear hearing out of that, but this stuff, this noise in the background makes it a lot more challenging to deal with. And so does the air fire type bliss, does that actually reduce the inflammation? Is that the effect, the tinnitus in?
Yeah, you know, again, it takes 1 minute a day to do both air and fire bliss, and it is pressed on specific acupuncture points. Exquisite is safe, and it takes 3 months to go away in the average person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be nice to get rid of it. And so far, they tell you there's nothing they can do, that sometimes it goes away and sometimes it doesn't, you know. It's like, oh, thank you. But, I mean, a lot of people are actually living with that, come to find out. I had no idea. I have various friends who say they have the same problem. That one friend says she says it's hard to go to sleep because it makes so much noise she can't rest. So I didn't know that. So air fire bliss, how much of that do you take every day, Dan?
Well, you don't take it by mouth. You press it into specific acupuncture points. It comes from the rest where you press. It takes literally a maximum of a minute to do fire and a maximum of a minute to do air.
Okay, and is that information on your website to find out how to use that stuff? Okay. Yeah, that would be very interesting. My body's decided to do a lot of weird things, and this is one of them. Okay, I was just curious because I wondered if you did have some kind of treatment, because basically when you check it out online, they don't really have a treatment except for some kind of guy said if you take this certain kind of herbal stuff, of course they want a ridiculous amount of money for it, that they claim, you know, that it works. But I thought, I don't know about that. Anyway, that's just the main question I wanted to know, so I will have to look into that, and I'll have to look up on your website and see what I can find out, because I would truly like this stuff to go away. So thank you very much.
It's annoying, to say least.
Kathy, okay. I'm sorry. And Sharon, before you go, while you were talking with Dr. Shealy about this, I applied fire bliss. I have a vial right in my hands right now. It is about 3.5 inches tall. And if you ever saw one of those Ban roll-on deodorant / antiperspirant type applicators, that's what this is like, except much smaller, and the roller ball is much smaller. So it's about the size of diameter, a little bit bigger than that of a Sharpie. It's actually about 3/4 inch in diameter, about 3.5 inches long, has a cap and a roller ball, and you will get the pictorial diagram of the human body with it and where to apply it. And you can even look online on normshealy.com, and you will see this, and you'll see the map as to, or the orientation where you apply one little dot, if you will, of this liquid. It's an oil. And Mrs. Finelli has been, and I've been using it for years. And Mrs. Finelli, maybe we'll be talking about telomeres today, but she was part of a study with Dr. Shealy about increasing telomere length, and her she actually got younger, and her hair was growing like crazy. I mean, she's blonde, and Yeah, she's blonde and blue, but her hair was really growing like crazy. And the gal who cuts our hair is the same gal that's been doing it for many, many years, like 16. And so she knows us, and she saw Mrs. Finelli, and just, you know, she just walked in. This was before the pandemic. And she saw Mrs. Finelli and just stopped and said, "Wow, your hair looks great. It's been, wow, did it grow?" She couldn't believe it, literally. So, I mean, that was the first thing she said. Then she said hi. So I just wanted to let you know that, Dr. Shealy, does that coincide with what your study has shown,
yes.
What I just mentioned? Yeah.
Fire, earth, and crystal glass all raised telomeres shrink at least an average of 1% a year in ordinary people. But when you apply it, the three blessed oils, they grow 3.5% a year.
So the reduction in telomere length is an indicator of how much of our life we've used up. Is that correct, Dr. Shealy?
Yes.
Okay. And so by growing telomeres, we're adding to the bank of life expectancy. Is that right?
Exactly.
Okay. So I just wanted to share that with you, Sharon. And the first oil that I tried was the one that Dr. Shealy passed across the studio broadcast desk/table, and he just slid it from his seat over to where I was standing, and that was Air Bliss, and it just absolutely had an impact within, I'm thinking, 30 seconds. And I was smiling, grinning from ear to ear. I had no cares in the world. None. And I, it was amazing. And there was a young girl who heard us talking about this on the air. Actually, her grandmother did. And these were the days that we had the meetups in Springfield, Missouri at the restaurant. And she wanted to know more about it. And I said, "Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you live in Springfield. Why don't you come to the meetup and you can try mine?" And so we sat in the booth before the meetup started. And I put it on the table, and this young elementary school girl wanted to smell it, and she smelled it, and I asked her mother if it'd be okay if she, you know, opened it up, and she loved the smell of this. It kind of smelled like a beautiful perfume, and the grandmother thought, "Well, this would be great. Why don't we try it right here?" And I suggested, you know, before you buy it, just try it. And instantly, the girl's mood changed because she was hyperactive and she was a real problem, according to her grandmother in school, and it fixed the whole thing.
Wow.
So
now,
yeah.
You would take both the air and fire for the tinnitus? You get both kinds? Or is it one kind?
Well, the different bottles. Air.
Okay. And you would do them both?
Well, if you really want to maximize air, crystal, and earth, the three together will regrow the telomeres an actual 3.5% a year instead of shrinking 1% a year.
Dr. Shealy, you'd mentioned that for tinnitus, I believe you mentioned air and fire. Is that correct?
Yes, air and fire are ideal, but if you want to optimize it, you also crystal and, you know, the three together work best.
Mm-hmm. And you should put that on, what, once or twice a day or how often?
Once a day.
Is that? Oh, okay, that's easy. Okay, I might look into it because there doesn't seem to be any other solution to this stuff. I call it a challenge. You know, you can say things are struggle or they're challenge, but challenge is a positive way of looking at it. And it works better. I mean, it really does for your mental psyche. It's just a lot better if you work with challenges as opposed to the other. So that's all I really need to know. I appreciate your time and information, and I probably will pursue that because I'm very interested in making this stuff go away. So thank you very much.
Hey,
very
you're
cool.
Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon. Yeah. Okay.
And I want to mention three other current research projects. There are three different ones using it. We call it rejuvenates, R-E-J-U-V-A-T-E-N-S. It's a frequency of normal 52 to 78 billion cycles per second the Earth normal frequency of the nerves in the head. If you put it on the forehead and one electrode on the low back, right on the middle of forehead and on the low back for a minimum of an hour a day, you can do anything else while you're doing it, or you can just lie there or sit there with it on. And we have done six people we have demonstrated that doing this raises or increases your serotonin and your dopamine, both of which are associated with decreasing depression. And it's extremely safe, and we are going to do at least another five people and continue for at least a year to see if it not only raises telomere length, but serotonin and dopamine. Secondly,
Dr. Shilley, we're going into a break. Let's hear your second study.
Yeah.
And a research project in just a minute after these few short commercial announcements. And when you say electrodes, you don't mean stick them in electrodes, do you? You mean?
No, paste on electrodes.
Paste on.
Stick on.
Yeah, okay, there you go. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. And Dr. Shealy, you were talking about the first study, the Rejuvitens, and the electrodes that are just stick on. Is that similar to when you have an EKG and they stick these little stickers with the wires on your chest? You don't feel a single thing. Is that what we're talking
well,
about?
Well, yeah. One electrode actually on the center of the forehead mm-hmm. and one on the low back just on the sacrum.
But the same type of stick-on electrodes that you would use for an EKG, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is there's no sensation, no pain or anything like that, right? It's not like you're being shocked.
Well, no pain. Obviously, you see a flickering light because it on the forehead.
Okay. Very good. So,
and we want to measure dopamine and serotonin levels and see if they go up by stimulating these particular points with the gamma PIMP device.
Very, very good. Okay. Your next study?
And the third one is one about half done at the moment. Stephen Halpin has been created holistic medicine, holistic music, since the 70s, and he has created a wide variety of music, and we're testing its effect on the EEG as well as checking its effect on stress in general.
Okay, so let me make sure I've got this right. So the third study is a music study, the effect on the EEG, electroencephalogram,
yes.
Brain waves?
Yep.
Okay. And it's a impact on stress. So I assume what you're thinking is that this is going to reduce stress as measured by the EEG. Is that correct?
Yes. And we're ready to do this study right now. And it's obviously exquisitely safe.
Mm-hmm. So can you describe what this study, how this works? What does the participant do?
Okay. Well, they fill out some stress forms of, paperwork of various kinds. And then they listen to the music all the way through while being recorded and in the EEG at the same time. And, just to couple of other stress analyses and see whether it reduces, well, feelings of stress, the stress reaction in general, and just detachment.
Okay. And the second study, can you talk about that, please?
Yes. The gamma PEMF device is a frequency of putting the brain into roughly the upper 30s to 56 cycles per second. And we know that that relaxes people. We don't know whether it increases the production of serotonin and dopamine, but if it does, we will continue up to 6 months to show whether it actually increases regrowth of telomeres as well.
Dr. Shuley, when you're mentioning increasing dopamine, would that have a beneficial effect for someone who has Parkinson's disease? Wow. Okay, this is fascinating. So these studies, it sounds to me like, are about a year in length. Is that correct overall?
A minimum of 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And extending to how long?
I'm sorry?
Okay. Minimum of 6 months, and how long do you think it might actually go, you know, to a maximum
length? Well, up to a year, yeah.
6 months to 1 year. Okay. And the rejuvitens, I know Lucasity is working on the prototype for that. And this is absolutely fascinating. So, this is, you know, Dr. Shuley, there are plenty of people who start out trying things. And I don't mean you. I mean, you know, people say, I'll try a diet. And the diet lasts like one meal. So this is the kind of thing that someone is absolutely positively going to have to stick with, right?
Yeah.
To make sure. Yeah. And is this something that they are on their honor to fulfill the requirements of the project?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. All right, Dr. Shuley and I and Kathy will be right back. So the three studies. One is the rejuvitens. The second is the gamma PEMF study for relaxation and increasing serotonin and dopamine. And it may have some results for those who have Parkinson's disease. And then the music study and measuring that that's the stress with an electroencephalogram. Dr. Shuley, Kathy, and I will be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.